Hello? Hello?
Hello, my name is Roy, returning your call from customer support. How may I help you?
Yes, hi. I'm calling actually. I received a charge from True Products for Less for $7.95, which was meant for the shipping cost of something that I won. And then that was on Thursday. And then today they tried to charge $56.95. I do have an order ID number.
Yes, ma'am. Can you provide me with that order ID number?
2626 57963.
Can you provide me with that zip code?
90813.
And can you provide me with that first and last name?
Alicia Kneifel.
Okay, I do see an account with that name, and can you confirm to me that address?
Well, the mailing address that I was supposed to receive the prize that I won, not to be entered into a sweepstakes for the prize, that is 726 Chestnut Avenue, Long Beach, California, 90813.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much for that information. And would you mind holding on 1 second? My system is just moving a bit slow.
No problem.
Okay, Mrs. Hey, can you pronounce that last name for me one
It's
more time?
Kneifel.
Okay, good night. Yes, ma'am. I do see that on November 17th,
17th, yes.
you made a transaction amount of $7.95 to enter the
Well,
suite.
the transaction was only supposed to be for $2, and that was to pay for the shipping of the item that I won. And instead, it took $7.95 out of my account and then charged me another $56.95 today, which I did not approve that whatsoever. I was under the assumption I was paying for a product that I won,
Yes.
not
I'm
for
sorry.
a go ahead, sorry.
You're okay. You can continue.
No, you're fine. Go ahead.
I was just about to say that it does state that in our terms and conditions at the bottom of the website that by entering, you agree to pay the $7.95 the day you place your order for a guaranteed placement in the contest to win the kitchen. Nay, it was a sweepstakes. And if you didn't cancel within the allotted time, then you're going to be billed that $56.95 monthly. And I,
Now, you
I'm sorry.
guys are aware that True whatever let me see True Products for Less is a scam. You are aware of that, right? And that is by the Better Business Bureau, and on the web page for United States Top 10 scammers. So
Yes,
if you
ma'am,
guys are a
wasn't.
disinterested third party, then you are just as responsible. Yes, it goes down to the
Ma'am,
people that
and
keep opening and closing accounts with this information. So I need to get my money back or I will file a police report because I did not know until after I paid for my shipping. So if, let me ask you this, and it's not your fault. I'm not mad at you. So please don't take this personally. If you are told, say, play this game and you could win a prize, right? So you're like, okay, I'm gonna play, and you win. And you win, we'll just say, golf clubs. And they say, we're gonna ship you your golf clubs. All you have to do is pay for shipping. And shipping is gonna be $15.95, whatever. You're gonna be like, heck yeah, because golf clubs are $300, $400, right? So you're like, score, I finally won something. And you pay that $15.95, and then all of a sudden you get a notification that your bank has been charged $24.95, only not to be shipped the product that you won, but to be put in a sweepstakes. That is false advertisement at its finest.
Yes, ma'am, Mrs. Knifer, and I am so sorry about that misunderstanding, but I assure you that all that information is on the website. What I will do for you as a customer courtesy due to the misunderstanding is issue you a full refund back for that order, for that transaction in the amount of $56.95, which will be back in your account within 3 to 5 business days. And I'm going to also get this account canceled out for you and provide you with a cancellation number whenever you're ready.
I greatly appreciate it. You're the first person that would, I mean, that would help me out whatsoever. I was excited that I was gonna get a Cuisinart mixer. I was excited for the holidays. I would have taken that over having to cancel something, but I don't know if you want to let your company or supervisor know that because you guys are, they're the third party kind of taking responsibility for all this, that you might want to check your contract with them because it's all over the internet. It's a KitchenAid scam that these people are doing. Okay, whenever you're ready, I'll wait for the confirmation number.
Yes, ma'am. It's going to be C as in cow, 262-741-019.
Okay. All right. And then, so the $56.95 should take how long to be processed back in
Yes,
my
ma'am.
account?
Well, I was just about to tell you that on our end, it does show that that $56.95 was declined. It wasn't approved.
Okay, then do I get my $7.95 back?
Yes, ma'am. I can refund you that back.
Okay, yeah, that's fine.
You're
Because I was
welcome.
like, wait a minute, I don't think that went through, but I was talking about the total. So yeah, if I can get my $7.95 back, and I'm gonna try to do what I can to, unfortunately, try to get the site shut down because it's one of those blinking advertisements in Facebook. So you can it's a hit and miss with those things.
Yes, ma'am, Mrs. Knifer, is there anything else I can assist you with on today?
Nope, that's it. Thank you.
You're welcome, and you have a nice day.
You too. Bye-bye.